whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and happy Columbus Day weekend. So, long weekend for a lot of people. And speaking of working, we have two hardworking people that are here today as our guests from the Seasons Assisted Living in East Greenwich. And Lisa Toth is here. She is the marketing director. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. And Lorianne Oliveira, the administrator. Did I say that correctly?
You did. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. And it's nice to have you both with us.
Thank you.
We want to find out everything there is to know about the Seasons, which is obviously located in East Greenwich. But before we do that, I want to get a little bit about your background. And Lisa, let's start with you. Are you a Rhode Island person?
I am. I am a native Rhode Islander. I grew up in Cranston.
In Cranston,
yes. And I currently live in Warwick.
Okay.
So not too far from the season, so I'm covering the state.
I see. We're going to get a little specific now. What section of Warwick?
Cohasset,
okay.
Yes.
I grew up in Norwood, so see, we have that,
yes,
that in
yes.
common. All right. And so you've been here a long, long time. Over. Because you're 25 now, you've been all 25 years.
Yes, all 25 years in the Rhode Island area, yes.
Did you go to school here also?
I did. Well, I went to Cranston East, graduated from Cranston East, and I did go to college in upstate New York, Russell Sage College.
Upstate New York?
Well, the Albany, Troy area.
Okay, not Niagara Falls upstate,
no,
the other side.
No, the other side. Not quite upstate. A little north, but.
All right. Near the egg.
Yes.
Well, see all that. And all our audience is going, near the what?
Yeah.
So, Lorianne, do you have any idea what the egg is?
No, I do not.
Well, see, we can educate you, but we won't take the time today to do that. It's a landmark in Albany.
All right.
But now let's get to you, Lorianne. Grow up in this area or not? Are you one of us?
No, I'm
Uh-oh.
Sorry to
All
say.
Right. Well,
I am a transplant.
We're going to turn your microphone off.
Okay.
We're just going to talk. Where from?
I am a transplant from Massachusetts.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, it's not too far. I married a Rhode Islander.
Okay. That's okay. So you're like 50% okay.
That is right. And I moved to Rhode Island after I was married.
Okay. What part of Massachusetts?
The Uxbridge, Northbridge area.
Okay. Cock and Kettle.
Yes, I love that restaurant.
See, there's always a landmark somewhere
there I know about.
All right, let's get to the Seasons. Whereabouts in East Greenwich is it located?
We're just off Post Road, in between Sweet Twist and Felicia's, because those are Rhode Island things that people know. Just up on the hill, where we have been there for 15 years, and we are offering assisted living and memory care to our residents.
Okay. Normally, Rhode Island directions would have been, you know, near where the Benny's used to be.
Well, right. True. We're sad about
Benny's. We are very sad about that.
Right. Or whatever business or whatever thing, you know, there used to be a dog on the corner.
Yeah.
But assisted living is a subject which I'm sure a lot of people in our audience are interested in, and kind of station and clientele we have. Our demographic is that, so that there are quite a few people that are my age, baby boomers, if you will, and looking at that kind of information right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lorianne, what... As the administrator, is it your job to just keep the place running, right?
Sure. There are many jobs we all have, as the Seasons is a nonprofit assisted living. So our resources go back into the facility, but we also wear many, many different hats, and we are doing many different jobs on a daily basis. So I am overseeing to make sure that things are running smoothly and that we're providing the best quality care that we can in a home-like environment. So it's a big job, but I really love it.
Okay.
You have to love it.
Now, you mentioned 15 years in business. What's the history? How did this all start?
The Seasons was a joint venture between Scandinavian Communities, which is in Cranston, and Steerhouse Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in Providence. And the two facilities came together, both nonprofit, and they decided to start a assisted living. And they opened up the Seasons 15 years ago with a focus on providing quality care to a continuum of traditional assisted living through memory care.
Okay. And for people that haven't seen it or driven by it, is this a new building 15 years ago, or is this something that was a takeover?
It was a new building 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yes. So that's very new in Rhode Island terms.
Yes, it is.
15 years of something being constructed is very new. So how many, roughly about how many people are involved in the in living there? Not the staff, but the actual people that live there.
So we have 64 traditional assisted living apartments and 20 memory care apartments. So all of our residents live in their own apartment, be it a studio, one or two bedroom, on the traditional side. And for Grandview Gardens, which is our memory care community, within the same building, all of those residents have a studio with private bath accommodations, but they're all studios.
So it's basically, it's almost like two different setups. It's you mentioned Grandview is one place, and is there a name for the other section?
The Seasons.
Okay.
So it is two communities within one. Mm-hmm. But one of our main focuses is including our memory care community with activities that are going on in the traditional community also, such as big parties that we have. We have a birthday party each month for all of our residents. So our memory care folks and our traditional assisted living folks will have lunch together and entertainment. Anytime we have music in the building, which is very often, at least 3 days a week, all of our both communities come together to enjoy music and a glass of wine together.
Wow. All right. Sounds like fun.
One of the important factors in us having the two communities come together is many of our residents in the traditional assisted living sometimes are apprehensive, as many people are often, who have not been very familiar with working or living with people who have cognitive challenges. So we feel that it's very important that the two communities come together, because many of our traditional residents will transition to memory care. So we don't want them to be afraid. We don't want them to be apprehensive. We want them to see, and other people and families, that our residents in our community, in our memory care community, really are living life to their fullest and doing many, if not almost all, the same activities that our resident in traditional assisted living are doing. So it's really nice to see them come together. Last year, we started our first Christmas concert, and we had memory care residents with traditional residents and staff singing for families, residents, and staff in a nice Christmas concert. It was lots of fun, and everybody joined in, and it was really a nice collaboration from both communities.
Wow. Oh, that sounds great. So the residents themselves were the choir or the chorus.
Yes, 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 okay. Yes, yes.
All right. I think I found a place to go.
That is great. Come on down.
Come visit. Speaking of that, about place to go, is there an age limit? How does that work?
We don't have an age limit, but our population is an older population. I'd say our average age is in the high 80s. So we do have residents in their 70s. We have two residents right now that are 100 years old.
Really?
So, and going strong. So we had a party yesterday. So
yes, it was very,
very exciting.
Nice.
We get to celebrate those kind of milestones, which
how about,
is exciting.
How about on the other end? Is you have to be a certain age to get in? Do you have to be 55 or do you have to be 60 or...
You do not.
Okay.
However, we find that we do just have a senior population that is often looking for assisted living.
Okay.
In the type of traditional and memory care that we are offering. You do not have to be 80 to go.
Okay.
Yes, we welcome you if you're 65. We'd be happy to have you there, because we do try to offer a variety of programs and interests that different age groups would like, and at different stages of your senior living.
Okay, so now the difference between senior living, for example. There are senior centers or places that are known for that, where people might want to go and retire. This is everyone there is in some form of assisted living, correct?
Yes.
So that's the difference between a senior living place and yourselves. And,
yes.
And the care that you provide. Now, care that you provide, is there a nurse on staff, or is there medical people that are involved? How does that work?
Yes, there is. There's a nurse in our building 7 days a week. On first and second shift, we don't have a nurse overnight. Mm-hmm. However, we do have nursing assistants and med techs, medication assistants that are in the building 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow. Okay. So that's great. And then what about the, I know that in some of these that I've seen, there's availability of like a call button or some way to communicate for the residents.
We do have an emergency call. So it's not like, oh, I need a drink of water, I'm just going to push the button.
No, not a maid service.
right. But we do have them built into each apartment in the bathroom area and in the living area. And then we also offer a call that they can wear. So a bracelet or a necklace. So if they did unfortunately have a fall in their apartment and they weren't close, they could push the button and it goes right to our staff.
Okay, so triple coverage.
Yes.
That's great. All right. I want to talk a little bit more about the programs. That kind of intrigues me that you get everyone involved and you get them busy. Do you ever have programs where they leave the facility and go to some event or something like that? Is that organized?
We do. We have a very busy activity calendar and schedule. Our residents definitely have the opportunity to go out and see plays and shows, out to dinner. Our memory care community went to the ballet 1 year and really enjoyed it with our traditional, the season's traditional community. And we do offer opportunities if they wanted to go to area events that we would take a van. We also try to have our residents be able to get out of the building on a regular basis. Many of our residents, their families don't live in the area and they don't drive. So it's nice to be able to get out and go and do some shopping or go to an event or have dinner. Mm-hmm. So we think that that's very important to adding to their quality of life. So those are the programs that they might have an opportunity to go to out in the community.
Okay. And you mentioned go out perhaps to dinner or something like that. Obviously, within the building and within the structure, there is all the dining hall or whatever term you might have for it, right? And prepared foods that are given to the residents.
So we provide 3 full meals a day in our dining room.
Okay.
And it's a very lovely place. It's restaurant style. So we do have servers that come to each table. They have a menu and they have many choices.
Really?
So for breakfast, say, they can really order what they'd like. Eggs, mm-hmm. bacon, French toast, cereal, a muffin, just a scone and a cup of tea. But there's a lot of choices. And then for lunch and dinner, there's 2 specials for each meal. And then we have a side of the menu that's always available. So they have a lot of choice.
Wow. So that's like a full service restaurant.
It is.
It is.
So now they don't have cooking availability in their rooms, right? There's no kitchens.
They have a kitchenette. So
we do
offer full-size refrigerators because many of our residents need their ice cream at night. That's what I find. And they do have a microwave. They can have a coffee pot. They have a sink and a nice kitchenette area. But we find that we're providing plenty of food and that we don't have anyone that's jumping in to cook. But we do have a stove available in a common country kitchen area where we do provide a continental breakfast too and snacks throughout the day that if a resident wanted to bake cookies or make a special something for a family event that they could use that there.
And if they want to just have a cup of tea, they can make it in their own apartment.
They can.
All right. Well, that's all great news and great, very interesting. I'm going to take a short break at this point. We're going to come back. I know there's some other interesting things we want to talk about. There's a wine tasting coming up that I want to find out about how you do that. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, and having a very pleasant morning finding about the Seasons Assisted Living in East Greenwich. And Lisa and Lorianne are here explaining all the details. And during the commercial break, I found out that there's a very special day of the week, and that's called Tuesday. Now, a lot of people think Tuesday is just a regular day, but why is that special at the Seasons?
Tuesday is a very special day in the morning at the Seasons because we have Allie's Donuts come in. The Seasons has been providing residents and staff with Allie's Donuts for years, and we're very excited to have them. So the residents really look forward to the Allie's Donuts with their breakfast, so they have the opportunity to have a donut and their regular breakfast with their coffee, both in the traditional assisted living and the memory care community. And we would never, ever want to take that away, because they are very have very strong opinions about making sure that they have their Allie's on Tuesdays.
Allie's Donuts, a typical Rhode Island tradition.
Yes, and, rain, sleet, or snow.
Yes.
So now, do they bring them to you? Do you go get them?
We pick them up. So we have a standing order with Allie's. They know us. They have it prepared, and our kitchen staff pick them up on their way in the morning, so that when the doors open, they're there for the residents at breakfast time.
Now, you know, that East Greenwich is not too far away from our studio here in Exeter, so you could probably swing by here and drop some off on Tuesday mornings, you know.
Sure,
make that part of
sure. Or you could come on Tuesday mornings to the Seasons and have breakfast with us and have some Allie's Donuts.
All right, I'm going to write that down. I think I might be doing that. Okay, so that's great news. That gives a little bit of, I don't want to say anticipation, but something to look forward to for some people. I'm sure that's a social environment that it gets created just by doing something as simple as having a special treat on Tuesday mornings. Gives something else to look forward to.
It does. We try to provide a lot of opportunities for residents and families to come together, in addition to staff, to interact. Sometimes residents can isolate themselves in their apartments, so we want to give them an opportunity to be able to come out and share and celebrate life at the Seasons, as our motto says. And one of the things that we also do is that we started family nights once a month, where we have families and residents come to listen to various musical entertainers, and it's really been a lot of fun. The managers are all there, and we have a variety of people come in, very colorful at times, but the residents and the families really seem to enjoy it. So it's been a nice experience for everyone.
Excellent. All right. Also, during the commercial break, I found out there are some renovations going on. Tell me about that.
There are. We're very excited after 15 years to be renovating our memory care, Grandview Gardens neighborhood within the Seasons. And that's for the walls, carpet, furniture, curtains, everything is going on now. And we're getting close. We're getting close to the end, and we're very excited.
So that's just that. I mean, 15 years, as we mentioned at the top of the program, is a relatively new building in Rhode Island terms. And you're already renovating and changing things up. And
it's well loved.
And it's nice to freshen. Lots of times, even at our own homes, we like to have a refreshing of the environment, and we're always changing. We're always looking for new things. What other things can we incorporate into a community, into a neighborhood? And one of the things during the renovation that we're doing, that we are enhancing the kitchen area so that our residents can bake more often and maybe even participate in together making their dessert for that evening or the afternoon to really stimulate their senses. So we're always looking on what we can do to enhance things, to enhance our residents' lives.
Right. So you see typical, you know, movie plots where someone is just sitting in their little apartment watching TV 24/7, you know, and that's what you're trying to avoid, right?
Correct. And that is a very rare occasion that you will see that our residents, especially in our memory care community, are just sitting in their room. We have a very active program, and most of our residents are in some type of group throughout the day. We do have some rest time, of course, because we all need to take a nap once in a while because life gets busy. But we really feel that it's important that they're engaged in the community because that keeps their mind cognitively active. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want for our residents in memory care, because we're really focusing on enhancing their independence and their abilities to the highest level.
Okay. And you mentioned that two or three times a week you have special programs or music come in and things like that that happens. And you have something special coming up down the road that's, I guess, going to be a big deal. And that's the wine tasting we touched on earlier. Tell me about that event.
Yes. Well, that will be coming up in the spring. So we're shooting through the winter totally. But that's Friday, May 3rd, and we hold it at Aldrich Mansion. So this will be our third year.
It will be
at
our
the
third
mansion.
Year.
And we have expanded it to be a wine tasting, beer tasting. We have some wonderful silent auction type prizes.
And we're keeping in mind that you're a nonprofit organization, and that's why this is happening, right?
Exactly. So we're always focusing on a new renovation or a new program that we can provide to our residents.
Okay.
So raising funds for those things is important.
Helps us to put funds into the projects. It gives us an extra resource to fund those projects. So it's really nice. And it's a lovely event. The first year we had a little rain, but last year it was really nice. So we're always keeping our fingers crossed as we get closer to the date. But you can't beat Aldrich Mansion. It's just a beautiful venue.
It is a beautiful venue. And for those of you that haven't seen it, here's a tip. If you get a movie called Meet Joe Black. It was filmed at the Aldrich Mansion. So there you go.
Yes.
Because I was in it.
Oh, nice. Wow. Very nice.
I actually had the opportunity to play Anthony Hopkins' business partner. So that was a great thing that happened quite a few years ago. But it is a beautiful building and beautiful gardens. And you have a silent auction. So
yes.
People, there could be listeners that would like to help out and donate something. How can they do that? Do you have a website they can go to get information?
We do have a website, or they can give us a call. Our website is www.theseasons.org.
Theseasons.org?
Yes.
You got that? That's very cool. that's
yes.
Pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the whole world that might have the opportunity to get that, and you got it. That's
we
good.
Did.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
did.
It was very nice.
So they can go there, and they can call the old-fashioned way by a phone number?
They could. So 401-884-9099 is the phone number at the Seasons, and you will get our lovely receptionist, and you could ask for either Lorianne or I, and we can give you more information.
Excellent. All right. Lisa, if I was to be thinking about either myself or someone in my family that wanted to go there, I would probably meet you first and get a tour, right?
Yes, you would.
And what would happen? Where would we start?
So I meet with families, and many times it starts with a phone conversation, and I invite people to come in and see our community. It's really different than many people expect in the fact that so many people going into the assisted living experience haven't done it before. So it's a learning experience.
Yeah.
So they come and we sit and chat, and I find out what their family members might need or what they need themselves. Because many times the people coming in are looking for themselves. So I'm working with the children or the potential resident themselves. We talk about what their needs are. We talk about what the Seasons has to offer and all the wonderful programs and meals and accommodations that we have. And then we take a walk around and we meet residents. And one of the things I'm so proud of at the Seasons is my residents really get into the tour. So they greet people when
come
we
and
come
join
in.
Us.
Yes. They really do. And it's really a wonderful thing. And when I walk around with families, they say, oh, we've been other places and no one talked to us, but our residents talk to everybody that comes in. So it's really, it's a nice interactive experience.
Right. That's a great thing. There's nothing better than a testimony from someone that's going through it.
Yes, very much.
I'm sure there's some, for a lot of people that going there for the first time or into that kind of situation, there's a lot of caution on their part, about, do I really need to do this? Do I want to do this? Can I put my mother here? Can I put my father here? Or, that kind of, feeling that goes on. So it's good that you have the residents that are capable of talking to these people and saying, come on, We do all these great things, and we have all this great food, and we have new renovations, and we have kitchen, and all that stuff. Okay, so we talked about the wine tasting, we talked about the gala, and we talked about how to get a hold of you. As a nonprofit, do you do anything else during the year besides the wine tasting that helps get funds into your organization, or is that something that is like a once-a-year deal?
The event is a once-a-year deal. Mm-hmm. We offer different categories of giving that you can also find on our website. So anytime if anyone wanted to make a donation to the Seasons, of course, we would gladly accept and be very grateful
and
for.
And it's a 501(c) that people are able to contribute to. And I would think that people that go there might even be able to leave an endowment or a gift.
That is correct, yes. That we would be very happy to accept that and grateful because, as we said, with a nonprofit, our resources go back into the community.
Right. And it's always difficult with a nonprofit because people, it's not on the top of their mind. But if you can think about it and you're in that position, you can go to the website, check it out, and help out a little bit. Okay, I think we've kind of covered the day-to-day things of the opportunity for people to be involved and stay busy. Are there certain people, you know, you mentioned that there's a nurse that's there for a portion of the day and you have some medical people. Are there other people besides the two of you that are important there?
We have important many there. Important people. It's very important that everyone from housekeeping and maintenance and our culinary staff, our CNAs and our medication aides and the nurses and all of the administrative staff really do make the difference. And they're all very important because everyone sees and assists a resident on a different level. And then working together, that we help to see where they're flourishing and where they may have some challenges. So it's important because all of our staff is an integral part of our residents' care and their life there. So it's an essential piece for us to be able to collaborate as a team to help the resident and their family to really celebrate life with the Seasons.
Sure.
And, you
yeah.
know, to live their life to the fullest.
So the staff is an important part of it.
The staff is a very important part. And we talk at the Seasons a lot about the Seasons family. And all of our staff and residents, we all consider ourselves family together. So it's not just staff and residents. We're all one.
It's every once in a while, I wish that we had a camera in our studio so people could be watching as you're talking. Because both of you, your faces light up when you start talking about the family involvement and how things work together. And that's a great thing. I hope the audience is getting that through the microphone, because if they could see you, they'd see how excited you are and genuinely pleased you are to be part of that staff.
We are.
So that's all good news. Let's see. We're running towards the end here. Do you have anything else that you'd like to cover before we wrap it up? You're both looking like you're okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing your information with the WCRI audience. I'm sure that a lot of people are now informed about the Seasons. And if they would like to get more information, remember, you can go to that website, which is obviously very easy to remember. It's the, is it the or just?
TheSeasons.org.
Okay. Yes. TheSeasons.org. Lisa and Lorianne, thank you very much for coming in and sharing
thank
your story
you so
with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
you.
Us.
Yes.
We'd love to meet everyone.
Yes,
all
right, please come
everybody.
For a tour.
Everybody go down to the Seasons in East Greenwich. I don't know if we gave the address as such. I know we said it's off Post Road.
Yes, so we're at 5 St. Elizabeth Way in East Greenwich.
5 St. Elizabeth Way. Great. Thank you both again.
Thank you.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.